This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America moving along. That includes the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our U.S. mail, bulk mail haulers out there. That would be Felix and the gang hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel products. That'd be Tom and company. We appreciate the job you guys are doing. Now, also, folks, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's Facebook for the official Captain's America Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, and Twitter with the same handle for all, at Captain's America. Now, we also have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, getting ready, he's all prepared for the rain he's going to get up there, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And it's a warm night. They're out early. The fishing boat leaves in about 20 minutes, so they're ready to go. They're thinking they're going to catch a big fish or something today. But anyway, it's you got weather coming. We'll probably get into that maybe a little bit later during the segments here. But are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that's an extremely important and rare commodity in today's world in which we live. Now, I'm changing things around a little bit because we have this story that just isn't going to go anywhere. And it seems that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are going back and forth a little bit on this Twitter stuff. Now, Trump is saying that he lied about saying he never voted as a Republican before. That's number one. But we're also hearing, and Trump called Musk, by the way, a BS artist, suggesting the move was more of a ruse than anything else to buy Twitter. But a couple of other people in the mix are saying that he's trying to get the price down. Any truth to that, or what do you think?
I think this is just a chode warrior match between two rich guys. And quite honestly, Elon Musk is a lot richer than Donald Trump. Elon Musk was right. If he did anything that was worthy of comment, besides pulling out of that deal, was to expose that Twitter was not all that.
Right.
There was a significant number of fake accounts and bots in there, that it doesn't hold the influence that all the politicians think it holds. He did a favor for the country, so I've got to question why Donald Trump's going after Elon Musk. I think it's a very bad move, because right now Elon Musk, or the independents and the center-right Republicans, is a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Because he did expose Twitter as a fraudulent enterprise.
Yeah,
so
that's all true.
I don't get why Donald Trump's decided to do that. It's kind of a stupid move, quite honestly.
Well, nobody ever said that he does a lot of things that are smart all the time, but I agree with you. I don't know why he's doing it. But here's something else. Nobody seems to know what's going on when it comes to the Biden administration, and that includes the president himself.
Least of all Joe Biden.
Yeah, every public appearance just accentuates a dysfunction. Over the weekend, we're hearing they're worried about him tripping over a wire on his way up to the stage or moving across the stage or whatnot, that he might fall flat in his face. That came out from a couple of people in the administration, and I'm thinking to myself, my goodness. Does that finally... Go ahead.
And he had another teleprompter gaffe where he wrote, end of quote, where he spoke, end of quote.
Yep.
You know, the guy's not all there. He doesn't move well. And the loyal reader of ours, Jan Brown, from down in Texas, actually pointed out that in some occasions he looks energetic. In some he looks very, very weak and very, very dysfunctional and befuddled. So, you know, we said this in the beginning of his term, even going into his term before Election Day, that something looks amiss. And I still believe the guy suffered a stroke at the end of the campaign.
Could be.
You know, he shuffles. He loses his place. He doesn't know his direction. He doesn't know his surroundings. He speaks bizarrely. You always see him holding a pen in one hand. You know, there's just too many signatures there not to at least be asking a question when the official doctor says, well, no, he's got a clean bill of health. I'm not buying that. And I don't put it past the powers that be there. I don't have any proof of this. This is just from 20 years on an ambulance as a paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but feel that they're juicing this guy before his public appearances when he's got energy.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Hold that thought.
That's elder abuse.
Yep. Hold that thought. I believe you're right. Shooting him up with B12 or something, whatever. Very good possibility. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, the Moss Family Automotive Group, and in particular, the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, current and retired, and all church pastors get a great deal offered to them on the vehicle that they want to buy. Now, they also have this deal where you get the service done on the vehicle where it comes to free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget that you also can find out about how much your vehicle is worth in a trade-in. You know, these vehicles now, the trade-ins are worth a lot of money than what they were, 30-35% in some cases. And you may be in store for a big surprise when you go to trade your vehicle. I know I was. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship location in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget, coming soon, couple of weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, Moss Nissan in Brooksville. And we'll be there for the grand opening. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to do a broadcast from up there. So there you go. Now, you find them online at MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, the website. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have a unique situation going on in this country. There's just so much nonsense going on. For example, take a look at the border. This president has totally voided his responsibility. And by the way, Kamala Harris, if she's supposed to be the border czar, they need to unzar her and run her the heck out of town. Now, I don't know what's worse, the job performance here, the rumbling and rattling and the misunderstanding and the just whatever it is that Joe Biden says. And then you got Kamala Harris talking in double talk that I don't even think that the sharks in the ocean understand her.
Yeah, she embarrassed herself yesterday in a comment about Roe versus Wade, which there was a comment that was pretty much unintelligible. And just to paraphrase, because it's so bad if you don't read it word for word, I don't have it in front of me, that you can't even pretend to be that bad. But it was like, well, we just have to decide that certain decisions are decided, and it's certain decisions because my jaw dropped. This is the Vice President of the United States. And this is the best you could do about trying to pretend with your doublespeak because you're not up on the issue. We're an embarrassment on the world stage because of Kamala Harris. At least you could theorize that Joe Biden's got some cognitive issues. And like I said, I believe he had a stroke going into the last part of the election, and he is suffering the ramifications from it now. Which is why you see him shuffling and befuddled and going in the wrong direction, forgetting where he is and not handling the teleprompter very much. But I will give him kudos for at least attempting to use a teleprompter. Obviously, Kamala Harris doesn't know how to use one.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or she's bought into the incredibly false narrative mm-hmm. that she's an intellect, because she's not. She's a mental midget. And that's being cruel to midgets.
Mm-hmm. The teleprompter is easy to use as long as you don't get out in front of it too far, because you're not going to be able to go back to it as quickly as you can go forward. And you just have to, you know, follow it along.
Any elected official at that level has to have a mastery of it. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. If you get to that level where you are vice president or president of the United States, even if you're a senator, you should have a mastery of the teleprompter, because that's where you need to have a mastery of that. To play it off the cuff like Kamala Harris's, her handlers are horrible. Her handlers are making sure that she's never, that this is the end of her political career.
Right.
If I was running a campaign against her for anything, all I'd have to do is string together about six or seven of her unintelligible comments and say she's just not smart enough for the job.
I think we had that figured out the day she got elected.
Yeah, and it's that addiction problem, if you catch my drift.
I know. I do catch your drift. And it's a shame that she and Willie Brown had to be an item for a number of years to get her to where she got.
Well, that was the beginning of the days of her endorsing D-pad companies.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yep. And people think we might be kidding along and joking about this, but we're really not. We're telling the truth. Okay, let me go to the phone.
It's a sad truth. Sometimes there's a lot of truth and humor.
Yeah. Let me go to the phone line here. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Cap. Well, I think it's pretty clear that we need to have a different mechanism to change out the executive branch. In other words, something equivalent to a no-confidence vote that they have in other countries. I know that it's not now, but maybe if we had a convention of states or had another amendment into the Constitution to where we could remove the executive branch if we feel they were incompetent or malfeasant.
Did you hear the discussion Denise and I had about that very subject?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay, well, then I'll go ahead and mention that to Frank, but anything else?
Nope, that's about it, Captain.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Frank, we were talking about Mayorkas and how to get rid of Mayorkas. The simplest way to do it would be to have a vote of no confidence in the Senate, which is where he got appointed, right?
Yeah, well, he's confirmed.
Right.
Yeah.
And would that be an easy thing to do? No, because who's running the Senate at the moment?
Any cabinet-level position can be impeached.
Yep.
So can Supreme Court justice, by the way.
Yep. That's right.
There's provisions for that, so there is a mechanism to do it. It's not easy because the framers didn't want it to be easy.
Yeah, and they're trying to...
Matter of fact, Yeah, as a matter of fact, during FDR's administration, one of his cabinet members decided to actively work against him because he was confirmed by the Senate, and he didn't offer his resignation in good faith. FDR had to eat it. Because they wouldn't impeach him in the legislative branch.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a way to do it, but it has to go through the process. Now, a convention of states, which is already in the mix right now,
yep.
You can't just add things to it now that it's moving forward. There's three general categories that are going through the states, have been agreed on, and each state has to sign on to the same general statement. You can't just decide to add something. So that would be off the table this round.
Mm-hmm.
It just would. Mm-hmm. But once you show the people how productive a achieved good things that the people have wanted all along, maybe it will be easier the next time to be able to call these conventions to try and get things moved forward into an amendment. I don't think, to keep fidelity with the framers, I think we do have to stick with how they gave it to us, which is an impeachment process.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing to do is for the people themselves to enact term limits, to get the deadwood partisans out of there who are using impeachment as a political tool, which it's not supposed to be, and to start electing people who actually have fidelity to the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's the long term fix for this. And that requires the people to be active and up to speed on what's going on. We've got to stop voting R and D. We have to stop voting political parties lockstep. We have to be very judicious in who we cast our votes for, regardless of party. Because right now, both parties are just completely packed with political animals. This is what Washington meant in his farewell address. He says, beware factions, they'll be the death of the republic.
Yeah.
He meant political parties, and right now, both of them are horrible.
All right, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
All right, because when we come back, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to include it over into our conversation about the Convention of States, which is something a lot of people are getting very curious about. I had a lot of response over the weekend about the conversation that Frank and I had on Friday, and we're going to expound on that today. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park that's threatening some of the world's oldest giant sequoia trees has triggered evacuation orders after growing fivefold over the weekend. The Washburn Fire started last Thursday and has burned at least 2,044 acres by Sunday evening. Nancy Philippe, a Yosemite Fire Information spokesperson, Sunday.
It looks pretty scary, and we're going full force on our suppression tactics.
As the made-for-TV January 6 committee continues, Trump advisor Steve Bannon says he will testify at a public hearing
after he received a letter from President Trump waiving executive privilege. Elon Musk's SpaceX launched 46 internet satellites and landed the returning rocket on a platform at sea Sunday night. The launch originated from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Broadcasting to you live from Tampa, Florida. And I want to give a special shout-out to a person that just sent me an email. He's up in Nashville, Tennessee. Tom, he says he's up there visiting his daughter. He's from Clearwater. And, Tom, I hope you have a great time up there. It's always fun to visit with the family. And thanks for tuning in and let me know that you were. All right, this portion of the program, folks, brought to you by our folks over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've taken religiously for over 8 years. I take it because of what it does for me. Now, what it does for me is I have inflammation and swelling and pain that's been with me ever since the World Trade Center. And I could take a bunch of hardcore drugs if I wanted, but it makes you dizzy and it does all sorts of things to you. Now, a Relief Factor, on the other hand, is non-narcotic, number one. Number two, it's got ingredients in it that are actually good for you, which is a switch, right? And it's like taking vitamins to help you out with the problem you got while you get rid of the pain and the inflammation or swelling you got going on, and the doggone stuff works. I can't tell you any more than that. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. And by the way, that only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it all started. Now, you can go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the $19.95 three-week quick start that's right there. Because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And thank you very much, Frank, for being around.
Anytime and always, my friend.
Okay, now, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we turn around and we've got all this just absolute nonsense going on in California. Now, California's got plenty of problems, but to add to the mix, on June the 28th, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to review a challenge by truck drivers, independent truck drivers, to California's controversial labor law AB 5, meaning that it now goes into effect. Now, this decision, Frank, will throw up to 70,000 California independent truckers into legal limbo and further pressure on the already stressed supply chain. Now, I happen to know from my sources there in California with the California Trucking Association that they've estimated some 20,000 independent owner-operators have already left the state for another state to operate and use their authority. Because your authority, when you get your ICC authority, DOT authority, that's good anywhere in the United States.
I believe all 70,000 should leave.
I think they will.
I truly believe that if the truckers would say, we're just not doing this, and would leave the state just for a month, that would be repealed in an emergency session because no food would be delivered to the stores.
You bet.
People would be screaming and wanting to burn down the governor's mansion in Sacramento with Gavin Newsom in it.
Mm-hmm.
When these elites out there have to pay the price for their idiocy and their manhandling of people at the behest of the unions, you will see people revolt. So, truckers, you want to make a statement and bring California's elite to their knees? You want to see the Hollywood glitterati begging the governor to rescind something? Take a month-long vacation and work in a different state for a while.
Sure.
Because you will bring those elites to their knees when they realize that they can't do this kind of garbage from atop their ivory towers. And if there was ever any inkling that Gavin Newsom was going to be the chosen son for the Democrats to get out of this Biden-Harris debacle, this will end it.
Yeah.
So, truckers, you've got the power to bring the lunacy in California to a screeching halt, if for just an election cycle, and I hope you do it.
Yeah. Good morning to George the Godfather. Just chimed in the chat room, said good morning, so good morning back.
Good morning, George.
Yep. Now, I will tell you that where some of these truckers have gone is Texas, to work out of the ports down there, hauling the containers out of the ports.
Well, welcome, Texas. Welcome to any free state. Any free state. Come to Florida.
Yep.
Go to Louisiana, Alabama, go to Mississippi, go to Georgia, go to South Carolina. Yeah, why not? You know, California may have nice weather, but there's other places that have got nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
With no state income taxes.
Tennessee,
New
Hampshire,
Florida,
we're not going to New Hampshire, forget that.
Relocate. You don't have to be treated like chattel. You don't have to be treated like a serf to a lord. They don't have the right to do this to you in a free country. So the federal government, the Supreme Court decision, just gave you your freedom to teach California a lesson. And I think it's about time California learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
They try to impose their standards, especially through the textbooks and emission standards and mileage standards. They try to impose their will on the rest of the nation because of the size of the population of their state. Well, mm-hmm. You know what? I don't care. I don't care. And the Supreme Court just gave us the right to sit there and say, let's decimate California. People who don't like it, leave California for the free United States. Mm-hmm. If you do that, you send the message. And it's not a political message. It's a message of Americanism. We don't live in a dictatorship. We don't live in an oligarchy where far-left zealots who keep getting elected to office on the piggyback of deep-pocketed Hollywood and Silicon Valley elites.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to take a knee to you. If you start creating laws that are absurd, we'll leave. And when the workers leave, just like in Atlas Shrugged, everything comes to a screeching halt.
Now, I got a question. We got about a minute and a half here to work with. So the Constitutional Convention of States, I had a lot of response Saturday over Sunday about the conversation we had on Friday. So how can people get involved, number one?
Okay, I misquoted last week. The correct website is conventionofstates.com.
Yep.
Conventionofstates.com. If you have any fears about a runaway convention, if you have any fears that Democrats will just step in and take over this convention, you need to learn how the convention works. Because there's no possibility of a runaway convention. There's no possibility of Democrats coming and taking it over. It doesn't work that way. That's not the process. There's three general sets of criteria that have to pass all the different states that get to the threshold to call a convention. Once the convention is called, those are the boundaries. Those issues are the boundaries. The solutions come out of those issues. It's not, let's add this, let's add that, let's talk about dogs and cats living together. I want an amendment about snow cones. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
I urge everyone to go over to that. If your ears perked up when we started talking about convention of states, and this is a process in Article 5 that allows the states to call for a convention to amend the Constitution, not rewrite it,
mm-hmm.
to amend it.
Yep.
Learn about it. Conventionofstates.com, because it is a solution. It is absolutely a solution. I wasn't for it until I understood it fully. Now I can't help but insist upon it. You've got to go learn about this. It will save the Republic.
Yeah, I totally agree. And by the way, I was for it, but then it suddenly disappeared for a short time, and now it's back.
No, I can't speak to that. All I know is it's here. So let's move forward.
It might have been the group that was running the deal around here. They sort of went underground or whatever, but they're back, I guess.
Conventionofstates.com. Learn about it. Become a part of it. Volunteer for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know what we're going to do. We're going to talk about it, try to get some people over there, aren't we?
You got it, man.
All righty. I'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low.
All right. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Yep. Going to talk some squats on Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, we are back. And with us is the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland, who had himself quite a day yesterday on the radio, didn't you?
Yes, sir. We had a good time talking on the radio yesterday from 11 to 12 doing the Sports Zone on this fine station that you broadcast from. So someday I hope to be as big as you, Captain, and go all across the country. That would be awesome, you know. And thanks to everybody out there listening to us, and God bless America, and good morning. And a very interesting day up in Atlanta, Georgia. Our friends up there in hot Atlanta listening to the show right now. Mr. Chase Elliott wins in Atlanta, his home state.
Yes, sir.
Good wild race up there.
His home track. His home track.
Mm-hmm. Home track, everything. So congratulations to him. It's been just a great NASCAR season. I think the fans really enjoyed it. It's a sport that's really getting bigger. You know what other sport, Captain, that surprisingly has gotten bigger is Grand Prix.
Yeah.
ESPN just spent millions of dollars to renew the rights to it, and a lot more people are watching Grand Prix across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good and encouraging, too. It's a great sport. It's exciting. It's fun. You know, people can relate to it because we all, you know, drive, most of us, I should say. And it's just fun to watch. Try to put yourself there in their shoes.
Yeah, and every now and then on 275 going over the bridge going southbound after I get done doing the show and get out of here, there'll be a couple of sports cars that'll come along and you'll think you're in the Grand Prix.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. Yeah, across this country, some of the interstates, these sports cars go 100, 110 miles an hour, getting a little silly. Yeah, you're right. That's a good one, Captain. Yeah. Heinz Field, Captain, for our friends listening up there in Pittsburgh and surrounding areas that listen to the show. Heinz Field, man. It's not going to be Heinz Field anymore, man. That's been, with Pittsburgh forever, man. But they didn't want to pay the freight. Well, SoFi Stadium's paying $20 million a year, Captain, just to call it SoFi Stadium there in L.A. And Heinz was like, no, you know, we don't really like paying $3 million. So we're not going to do this anymore. I guess they don't see the value in it. I get it. I mean, that's a heck of a price point, Captain. That's
well,
a lot of ketchup.
I wonder if they would ever sell the rights to, say, two different companies.
Oh, that's a good one, Captain. You know, I don't think you... that'd be so tough, convoluted. What, you know, during, you're going to have the announcers call it Heinz Field, you know, in the first quarter, and the second quarter, call it, you know, Allegiant Field. You know, that would be tough. That would be tough. And then, boy, you talk about just people complaining. Oh, we want the first quarter. No, we want the first quarter. Oh, man. But anyway, it did just get crazy. You know, a crazy thing happens. Since we're talking about football, offensive tackle Brown, good lineman from the Seattle Seahawks. He's a free agent, 36. He is flying to L.A. I don't know the full story yet, but he had a gun, you know, in his luggage. So, you know, obviously they arrested him for that. And a lot of guys have done
that. Wait a minute. Where was the gun? Was it in the cabin?
No. When he was going through the, you know... checking in, you know, and they put your luggage through the scanner, and then obviously the thing went off and showed his gun. That
okay, because if it was a carry-on, that's a big no-no. If it was one that went down underneath, that depends. You have to have you tell them you have the weapon to begin with, and then you go from there. They have a form you fill out and all that.
Okay, well, see, that would be good. I mean, because I was curious about that. I'm glad you brought that up. People that have
but it's got to go in the baggage compartment. It can't go up in the cabin.
Right, because then anything could happen. They don't want people coming on the, you know, airlines with a gun. I get that. But so you can check a gun in, okay, with the right paperwork, and then fly in somewhere. Okay, that makes sense because you should have the freedom to do that. So good. Glad to hear that. Djokovic beat Kyrgios. That's for a 7th in title, Captain. Mm-hmm. His 21st major. Man, this guy is really something special. Mm-hmm. Tennis has been very interesting the last few years with Nadal, with Djokovic, with Federer. You know, it's a great sport. It's a lot of fun. People like to watch it. That's a sport you can play, you know, pretty much all your life, too. You won't obviously be as fast and as strong, but you can still go out there, just like with golf. Speaking about golf, we'll have the British Open teed up this Thursday, Captain. I'm looking forward to that. I always enjoy the majors. And this one's going to be at St. Andrews, where the game, you know, originated from. So, very, very neat situation, Champ. So.
Good.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Major League Baseball, man, some teams are starting to do a little fade, Captain, and not what we're looking for, at least from a few of them. A lot of people like the Tampa Bay Rays now. They're trying to be something special. And
well, they got two of their stars down. That's going to be kind of hard to do much of anything special.
You're right, Captain, you know, but I'm just surprised they lost to the, Cincinnati Reds 3 in a row. That's very surprising. Nothing against the Cincinnati Reds, but, I mean, you know, they've only won 32 games this year. That's a team that you don't get swept by. You should be sweeping them. And worst case, okay, at least win one out of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Weird game the other night. They lost the game on a balk, Cap. And, you know.
Yesterday, the young pitcher just, he was cruising along, and all of a sudden, boom, that was it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you, the Braves, speaking about Atlanta earlier with Chase Elliott, they are playing some great baseball right now. I mean, they're right on the tail of the Mets. That's going to be one heck of a division and see how that plays out, just like the Cardinals and Brewers. Dodgers look, you know, too tough to catch, so do the Yankees. But anything can happen. You know, as we've always talked about, Captain, after the All-Star break, that's when the rubber meets the road. And we'll see which teams are going to make a push. And you have the trade deadline. So, are we going to trade for anybody?
Okay, well, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, Captain. Hey, if I can help out anybody with their insurance needs, please feel free to give me a call. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. The simple number, 813-966-1052. If you're looking to save money and get a better insurance plan for yourself, just produce you call me. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Again, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. I won't be able to see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue. I have an appointment, but I will be looking forward to seeing you soon and talking with you Wednesday morning. God bless you and the audience, sir.
All righty. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, the Sports Zone quarterback, 813-966-1052, the phone number. Now, the final segment here is brought to you by the Dominic's Blinds and Decor folks down in Sarasota. They happen to be located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the street, Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And, oh, by the way, if you need parts and you're around the countryside, give them a call. 941-922-2345. They just might have what you need. Now, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area. Don't forget, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, phone number 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Or you can just stop by the store. And don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. One last time on the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. So that'll take care of that. Now, coming up Saturday, I'll be over in Plant City for the Two Guys Gun Show. This is going to be huge, to coin a phrase from another time. It's going to be huge. The Strawberry Festival will be there at the Chico Expo Hall on Oak Avenue in Plant City from 9 to 3 on Saturday. The gun show going on 2 days, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. I'll be there Saturday only from 9 to 3. Hope to see you there. All right. I hope everybody has a great day today. Go out and make it a good day. Don't forget to say thank you to the first responders of the military that you see in your travels. God bless America, and I'll see you tonight.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.